Hello. How's everybody? Good. Thank you. I know I shouldn't really ask because, I can't really listen to everybody and really sit down and listen to y'all, but just what I thought I'd say. While we're getting prepared, let me open up in a word of prayer. Dear God, thank you for this great day. I just pray that you will be with us, you will speak to us, we can hear your voice, and we could just learn to love you and follow you and trust in you, God. Thank you so much. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so a while back, I went on a mission trip, and it's kind of something you would expect for a high school mission trip. We were doing these things that the missionary thought would train us. I don't know if you watched the movie Holes, where they dig holes for every day. Our missionary probably watched the movie. He's like, you guys got to dig holes too. He just thought, the more physical labor and the more intense everything we went through, that would be good for our training. And I had no idea what to expect. I never went on a mission trip before. And he's like, all right, everyone grab a shovel. You're digging holes here. And he also said that there's no plumbing, so you guys have to use an outhouse. And has anyone ever used an outhouse before? it's not very pleasant. And in New Mexico, it was just really hot, and the heat just kind of bears down on the outhouse, and it doesn't smell very good. Not a very good introduction for a sermon today, but just bear with me today.
So we were there in New Mexico, it was summer. 所以可以大家想象这个环境比较恶劣。
Yeah, so when I got home, I was like, there are a lot of underappreciated and undervalued things that I take for granted.
所以那个经历之后，我想在生命中有一些东西是我们没有足够的来珍视。
And as some of you may know, we're talking about on the Deacon Board, there's a Nevada water conservation, so we are in talks about installing an outhouse in the back and shutting off all plumbing. It's a joke.
他说，我们教会准备来节约用水，所以把那个厕所都不用了，大家在外面用一个建一个茅厕给大家用，当然是开玩笑了。
Another thing that that's something that I appreciate that's totally undervalued is hand soap.
Hand soap. 还有一个事情让我觉得是没有好好珍视的是我们那个肥皂，洗手的肥皂。Ancient
peoples found that their clothes got cleaner when they washed their clothes in certain parts of a river.
所以以前的人发现在他们河里边，如果在河中一部分的地方洗衣服，那衣服会比较干净。Sacrifices
made above the river, as sacrifices were burned, water seeped through the wooden ashes to create lye. Once it's mixed with melted fat of the sacrifices, a thick, white, soapy discharge creeps into the river.
那以前呢，人在河边上祭司，所以他们把那个牲畜杀掉之后呢，就会在河边上把它烧掉，然后那个动物的脂油会流到河里，和河里边的一些碱液凝合在一起，就变成一种碱，所以洗衣服会比较干净。
Can you imagine a time period when soap has not been discovered?
所以你想象，如果我们在没有肥皂以前的生活是怎样的吗？
Along with toilet paper?
没有那个卫生纸以前的生活是怎样的吗？
I'm very thankful that we have those things.
所以我非常感恩，我们有肥皂，也有手纸。
All right. Next is a very popular website that save people millions of dollars in money and countless hours of time, and helps you physically, helps you spiritually. This website is probably one of the greatest websites that I've ever encountered.
下面我要给你看的是一个网站，这个网站是让你节约非常多的时间，给你非常多的信息，也是我最喜欢的网站之一。
And yeah, anyone want to take a guess as to what website that would be?
大家猜一猜是一个什么样的，这是哪一个网站？
It's not Google.
不算 ，Google 不算。
Yeah, Google is not as good as this website I'm talking about. Sorry for any of those who own the shares in Google. Anybody? Anyone want to guess? You could just yell it out. Chinese church website. That would be number two. Somebody said it. Nope.
YouTube.
Yelp.
Yelp.
Oh, Yelp. Man, I love Yelp. You know, it could help you. It could save your life, honestly.
Yelp 可以帮助你很多，有时候可以，救你的生命，甚至。
If you know this establishment was not very clean, you would know. You know, if this establishment could help you save time, maybe even help your marriage. You know, you want to find a good restaurant and you can't find one, you use Yelp, and the marriage is good.
如果哪个 restaurant 哪个饭店不干净，你马上就会知道。如果你想请太太去一个比较浪漫的酒店来饭店来增进你们的婚姻的话，你马上也会发现在哪一个地方比较好。
And at the same time, if you know you ever something ever happens to you, maybe there's poor service or something that's unsatisfactory, you could open up your cell phone and have the power in your fingertips.
同时，如果你对哪个服务不满意，你可以拿出你的手机，然后马上可以给他评价。
And you know, I can't tell you how thankful I am to have this kind of website.
我对这个网站非常的感恩。
And you know, if anything ever happens, you know, you could do in your power to set things right.
如果你不满意的话，你有能力来纠正他们的错误。
Suppose, however, there was a particular website or an app that is for the individual.
现在想象一下，如果有一个类似的网站是评价我们每一个人的。
This would be so amazing if you know we had that, and we could see if you know they're qualified to be your partner, to work for you, to just even if they're going to be a good friend or not, you look it up through this website.
如果有这么一个网站，你可以在招工以前，在交朋友以前，在找朋友以前，你可以看一下这个网站，看一下这个人的历史怎么样。
Right. If let's say they were very bad person when they were younger, you would know. And you could avoid that person.
如果你发现这个人在小的时候犯过什么错误，你就知道了，你可以避免和他接触。
Seems like we are living in those times right now.
有的时候我感觉好像我们就生活在这样一个环境里面。
You're not allowed to make mistakes. You're not allowed to be wrong. If you said something very nasty, then people will know.
我们不允许被犯错误，不允许说错话。我们的错误的记录好像大家都知道。
And there was something that happened to me that kind of got me thinking we're really living in a twisted world.
所以这就让我联想到，可能我们现在的这个环境和世界可能是被扭曲的。
And during the you know political times, we look at you know the right side, what they say, and we could analyze it and dissect it. And the same time, if we were on the left side, you can see what the right side and analyze it and dissect it.
所以共和党会批评民主党，民主党也批评共和党。
And of course, if you're on one side, you hold and you support your side, and you favor everything that your side says.
所以如果你是不管是左还是右，你都会全力支持你的那一面，然后另外一面是完全是错的。
And no matter what side you follow, there are going to be this kind of nastiness.
不管哪一面，他们那个对互相的攻击都是有时候非常非常的丑陋。
And no matter what side you're on, everyone is under a microscope.
不管在哪一面，不管是左边和右面，就大家都在显微镜下被别人观察着。
And the people who say they're tolerant, they say they're tolerant, but when they dissect other people, they're not.
所以大家都喜欢用这个词叫包容，但是当我们在观察，我们在检查我们的敌对的方的时候，我们都没有什么包容。
And that goes for the exact same on both sides.
双方都是这样的。
And I got to the point where I'm going to just follow both sides and see what they're saying.
所以有时候我就想，双方两方左右共和党民主党，我都要 跟踪一下，我看看他们都在说什么。
And it's honestly nonstop, just very, very nasty people saying nasty things about everybody.
所以就是经常看到的是非常丑陋的人说非常丑陋的事情，对批评所有的人。
And I don't think that's the way it should be.
我觉得不应，我们不应该是这样的。
Is it helping anyone?
对这个对任何人没有任何帮助。
A graceless society creates a nasty society.
没有恩典的社会是一个非常肮脏的社会。
Of course.I stand here absolutely perfect with no faults. I have no mistakes.
所以我们的牧师站在这儿是一个完美的人，没有任何的缺陷。
So that actually makes me qualified to tell you that you're doing something wrong.
所以他有这个权柄来说所有人，你们做错了什么。
To be honest, I think I stand here because I am broken.
当然这是开玩笑，其实牧师说他站在这里是因为他是一个罪人。
I constantly make mistakes.
他常常的犯错。
And it's not just like one sin one time, it's the same sin all the time.
并不是偶尔一次犯一个偶尔的罪，而是不停地犯同样的罪。
Over and over again.
重复的犯罪。
Doing things against God's will and fully knowing that I am rebelling against God, but sometimes I just don't care.
有时候做事的时候，我知道是不是违背神的旨意，不受神的喜悦。但是还照样会去做。
So I'm standing here not because I'm perfect. I'm standing here because I don't have it together, and I want to help you guys.
所以，我今天站在这里不是因为我是完美的，而是因为我没有解决的办法，而是我们让神来一起来帮助我们。
And I stand here because of God's grace.
今天站在这里是因为神的恩典。
What is God's grace? We're always talking about it.
神的恩典，我们常常讲神的恩典。什么是神的恩典呢？
I'll just define it. God's grace is favor toward the unworthy.
神的恩典就是给不配得的人的优待。
His benevolence bestowed upon those who do not deserve it.
神的恩典就是赐给那些不配得的人的仁慈。
God's grace is benevolence upon us.Because none of us deserve it.
神的恩典就是对我们这些不配得的人的恩赐。
If you think about it, it's like, why does God do that?
你想一下，神为什么要这样呢？
Doesn't he see all the messed up people doing all these messed up things?
难道神看不到这些邪恶人做邪恶的事吗？
Christians,
不管是基督徒，
everybody, no one is excluded.
不管是基督徒还是非基督徒，所有人都包括在里边。
But,Why does he offer grace to people? Like, people need that justice. People need to be punished.
但神为什么恩待这些罪人呢？这些人不是应该为他们做的错事而受审判吗？
We see God doing something good for someone that we don't like. We're always going to think to ourselves, well, that's going to be a waste. That's a poor investment.
如果我们看到神恩待一个我们知道的一个坏人，我们常常会想，这是神的恩典，是会被浪费的。
And these are my thoughts too. I'm always thinking, you know, this person does not deserve God's love.
常常也这样想，我觉得这个人，某一个人，不值得神的爱。
They're not going to learn if you treat them with kindness.
所以，如果我对他们，我恩待这些人的话，他可能也不会学习，也不会有改进。
But what does God do instead?
那神是怎样做的呢？
Let's turn to Luke chapter 15.
我们今天看路加福音十五章。
In Luke chapter 15, Jesus is speaking in parables.
十五章那个耶稣在讲这个比喻。
In Luke chapter 15, he speaks on three different parables, but all referring to finding something that is lost.
在十五章里边，路加十五章里边，耶稣讲了三个比喻，都是关于就是失而复得，一个东西丢了以后又找回来，讲了三个比喻。
There aren't many things that are more satisfying than recovering something that was lost.
如果你丢了一个东西又找回来，这种感觉是非常非常让人高兴的。
Especially if it's something of great value.
特别是如果你丢了一个非常有价值的东西又找回来，会非常的开心。
Within these three parables in this chapter, Jesus escalates the value of what was lost.
所以在这三个预言里边，耶稣是对这个失而复得的这个比喻是三个越来越强的递进的比喻。
One lost sheep versus 99, or out of 99.
Yeah, 99只羊里边。
One silver coin.
还有一个丢走失的羊。
One silver coin out of ten, the next parable.
第二个比喻是你有十个银币丢了一个。
And lastly, one son out of two.
最后一个比喻是两个儿子丢了一个。
It all stemmed from the fact that Jesus was sitting with sinners, the scum of the earth.
所以那个时候我们在想，在环境里面是耶稣讲到的周围的人是罪人，都是我们叫人渣。耶稣被他们讲到。
Could you imagine seeing Jesus and sitting with the sinners and, hey, Jesus, you know, these people aren't very good, right?
所以你会不会想，你会跟耶稣说，耶稣啊，你们周围这些听到的人其实都是罪人，都不是很，不是好人。
And they know what the law is. They're sinning. They just keep choose to do that. You should not be sinning with them.
这些人知道应该怎样行，但是他们不做，他们只是继续的行恶。
So I'm going to begin in the third parable in verse 11.
所以我们从第十一节来看我们第三个比喻，耶稣的第三个比喻。
A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them.
十一节，耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。那父亲就把产业分给他们。
The younger one said, hey, give me my share of the estate.
所以这个小儿子说，把我应得的，继承的产业，给我。
This doesn't typically happen for the people in this time.
那个时候人不会这样做的。
It usually goes to the oldest, and he usually gets it all, and the son has to just work for the older son.
一般都是所有的产业都是给大儿子，然后小儿子要为大儿子工作。
And if you're like me, you would probably be thinking, oh, this father is just too nice. He needs to stop doing that.
所以如果你和我一样的话，你可能会想，这个小儿子，这个小儿子非常不好，这个父亲不应该浇灌的。
And, you know, I'm a children's pastor. You know, I watch over the children. And sometimes I look at them like, they're just too much. I've tried everything. Let's just see what happens if we give them what they want and they leave and let it just be.
因为我是青少年牧师，有时候我对青少年没有办法，我就想我就放弃了吧，就任他们去行吧，不管他们了。
I mean, that has happened before, and I've heard many stories of parents just didn't know what to do, so let them be.
所以有时候经常父母也跟我讲，对小孩子一点办法都没有，所以就任他们去吧。
And Jesus didn't say in this parable that the father tried everything and said, you know, whatever. Let's just say, you know, he tried everything.
所以这个比喻里边，耶稣的这个比喻里边，可能这个父亲，试了很多方式，但是对这个小儿子没有任何办法。
Verse 13. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him in the fields to feed pigs.He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything.
过了不多从十三节开始，我读中文。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财，既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪。他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。
And if the older brother had been there, I wonder what he'd be thinking.
如果这个大儿子在那儿，他会怎么想呢
？That's what you get. You get what you deserved.
大儿子可能会想，这是你最所应得的。你犯了错，你就应该受这些惩罚。
You spoiled, foolish brat. Now look at you. The pigs have more food than you.
所以大儿子可能会对小儿子说：“你看你这个穷苦的样子。”现在猪都比你吃的有食物比你的食物更多。
All right, here's where things change. Pay attention to verse 17.
所以下面事情有转折，我们看第十七节。
When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and here I am starving to death? I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.'" So he got up and went to his father.
十七节，他醒悟过来，就说：“我父亲有多少的故宫， 口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。于是起来往他父亲那里去。
21. The son said to him, but while he was still a way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him.
继续读经。相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
Son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. The father said to his servants, Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and found. So they began to celebrate.
继续 读经是21节。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。他们就快乐起来。
Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he sat and heard the music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. Your brother has come, he replied, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back and safe and sound. The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him, but he answered his wife, Father, look, all these years I have been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders, yet you have never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours has squandered the property with prostitutes, come home, you kill the fattened calf for him. My son, the father said, you are always with me and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
25节。那时大儿子正在田间，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来问是什么事。仆人说，你兄弟来了，你父亲因为得他无灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。大儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说，我服侍了你这么多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔叫我和朋友一同快乐，但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。父亲对他说，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
We can almost put ourselves in as one of these characters, one of the three characters.
我们可以想象自己是这三个人物当中的一个。
If we believe that we had messed up, we hope and try to relate with the second son.
如果我们觉得我们自己犯了很多错的话，我们可以把自己想成是小儿子。
However, we may not get the response the same way as the father gave.
但是有可能我们得不到像这个比喻中的父亲给他小儿子的慈爱。
If, however, we believe we are good and see someone who isn't, we like to be the older son.
或者如果你觉得你做的还不错，你看到有些人做了错误的决定，你可能把自己比喻想成这个大儿子。
Which I completely understand. It's a natural way to think like the older son.
所以我觉得很自然，这个大儿子的想法非常自然。
I can just hear what he's thinking, the same thoughts that I would have. What a waste, Dad. He just left with the most of the money you had that we needed.
所以这个大儿子可能会想，这个小儿子是多么的一个浪费，他把父亲的钱财拿出去挥霍了，并且我们现在又遇到了饥荒。
There is a famine, and you gave him all the money, all the food, and now you've given him a fattened calf.
现在我们是在有饥荒的时候，他把你的钱都挥霍掉了，现在你又杀一只肥牛仔来给他。
In our present culture, we can't afford to give people second chances.
在我们的当今的社会里边，
Can we?
我们可能觉得不能给别人第二次机会。
If we own a business or if we are in a relationship, every minute, everything that we have, it holds value and we cannot risk it.
所以我们可能不管是我们是工作中，我们经商，还是我们生活中，每一分钟都是有价值的。我们不想把这些有价值的东西让他们有风险。
The first son had the right idea, the oldest.
大儿子想法是非常有道理的。
He did what he was told. He followed the right path. He was a really good person.
大儿子非常听父亲的话，循规蹈矩，没有做错事。
He's a good investment to have. No problems. Everything will be taken care of.
所以大儿子是他父亲的一个很好的投资，这个投资的回报非常高。
If anyone has a certain problem, we know what to do. We'll write a nasty review.
如果在我们身边，如果有人犯了什么错，我们知道怎么样，我们就写一个差评，评论，写一个很差的评论。
However, I don't see God doing that at all.
但是从我所看到的，神不是这样做的。
Not ever.
神从来不这样。
God doesn't see your sin and categorize you in separate boxes and declares who is righteous and is not.
所以神看到我们的罪，并没有把我们分开说，这些是好人，这些是坏人。
Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and all come short of the glory of God."
罗马书三章二十三节讲，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
God doesn't have a drawer of all the things that you've done and count them against you.
神并不是把你做的所有的错事都记录下来，放在他的一个抽屉里边，然后可以翻出来，然后批评你。
Psalm 103:12 says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far as He removed our transgressions from us."
诗篇一百零三篇十二节，东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
God believes in something different.
神的标准和我们的标准不一样。
He believes that giving unmerited and undeserving blessings and favor would ultimately be better.
神相信，如果给不应得的人，给罪人，恩典，最后的结果是其实是会更好的。
That the person who received the blessings, though completely undeserved, would make that person different.
虽然有一个人可能完全不值得神的恩典，但是神的恩典会让这个人改变。
Because of God's great love.
因为神的恩典，神的大大的爱。
There is great love being poured onto that person.
因为神的爱是充满了这个虽然不配得神的爱的这个罪人。
Rather than putting someone under a microscope and chastising them and blasting them out of society.
所以我们对罪人做的不应当是对他们惩戒，然后记下他们所有的罪，然后把他们从这个社会上赶出去。
But to restore them and giving them grace.
我们应做的是帮助他们，给他们恩典，让他们重新的建造。
It's definitely the most difficult thing to do for a person.
当然，这是非常非常难做的一件事情。
It is extraordinarily painful to give someone grace.
给不应得的人，恩典是一个非常非常痛苦的过程。
You look at the person, you see the consequences of their actions and the pain that they committed.
你看一个人，他犯了罪，他产生的痛苦，对别人产生的痛苦。
Is indeed a painful thing to take a chance and offer grace to someone.
所以对这种人，你要给他恩典是非常难的。
You're going to be thinking to yourself, if I give him any ounce of kindness, it would just be a waste.
你可能会想，如果我给他一盎司的恩典，他可能会浪费掉，挥霍掉。
Paul refers this kind of pain as someone who is completely rich and giving that wealth to someone who is poor.
我们使徒保罗比喻这种恩典的给予是一个很富有的人把他财富全部都给一个很穷的人。
God says this referring to Jesus in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9.
所以保罗在哥林多后书八章九节里面就这样来 比喻我们的主耶稣基督。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that became that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
哥林多后书八章九节，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
When I was in elementary, we had children's Sunday school, just like what we do here.
我小学的时候，我们教会也有这个小孩的主日学，就像我们现在的教会一样。
Of course, it was, you know, a long time ago. It was small. We had only parents as teachers as helpers.
那个时候我们教会也很小啊，我们都是教主日学的都是这个家长，家长来教主日学。
There was no dedicated children's minister.
没有那个主日学牧师，没有青少年牧师。
And I know what those parents must be thinking when it was their turn to teach. Like, oh, there's no way I can teach because of this one child.
所以那个时候我知道啊，家长们轮到他们教主日学的时候，他们都很痛苦，因为我。
There's always that one student that everything would be perfect if that student didn't come.
如果那个孩子不来的话，这个主日学就会非常非常的好。
That student was me.
他是那个坏孩子。
And I had this goal, just to be as nasty as I can to the teachers.
所以他那个时候的，我们的牧师的那个时候的目标就是，让这个老师的日子，最达到最难过的程度。
They may tell me to do one thing, and even though I know that it was the right thing to do, I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm going to do the opposite just to give the teacher a hard time.
老师让我做一件事，我会做。另外一件完全相反的事，就是为了让老师，就是为了惹怒老师。
And I just did it because I could, and the, you know the teachers couldn't do anything about it. I just every week, you know, try to be as nasty as I could.
所以那个时候为什么这样做呢？其实就是因为我能这样做，就是为了调皮，每周都这样。
So of course I have this reputation of you know he's you got to know that there's this one child that he's difficult to be around.
所以那个时候大家都知道我，所以主日学老师都知道我是一个非常，非常难缠的孩子。
So of course, when I went to junior high, I'm sure the teachers all just celebrated, had a huge party that they never had to deal with me ever again.
所以我从小学主日学毕业到中学主日学之后，小学主日学的老师都非常的开心。
And that's the moment when they hired a youth pastor.
那个时候呢，我们教会也雇了一个青少年主牧师。
Oh, I hated him.
我痛恨那个牧师。
Yo, he was different. He wasn't Chinese. He was a white guy.
这个牧师不太一样，他是一个白人。
And he didn't put up with the same. He was different.
他和其他的主日学老师不太一样。
None of my old tricks would work because he was different.
所以我以前那些捉弄老师的坏习惯，对在他身上都不好用。
I kept at it, but he just kept dealing with me.
我虽然还照样惹很多事，但这个牧师他很包容我。
He kept putting up with me.
他很容忍我。
The more that he put up with me, the more I hated him.
他越包容我，我越恨他。
I didn't have a plan, but I knew I would stop at nothing to just get him to leave.
所以我当时我就想。我的目标就是让这个牧师干不下去，然后他会离开。
He just kept pouring his kindness into me.
但是他不断的对我有很大的恩典。
So come summertime, I was really going through some difficult things in my life. You know, I didn't have anything together or anything.
就那个时候夏天的时候我当时也很迷茫，我的生活非常迷茫。
There was a church retreat, and you know, I particularly didn't want to go because it was a church event that was all weekend and I want to hang out with my friends and I didn't have a great time when I was there.
所以有个周末我们去教会的一个活动，但是我根本不想去那个活动，我想和我其他的朋友一起来玩，但是我还是被迫去了。
And at the retreat, I had a friend that came and visit.
所以我们去一起一个教会退休会，那我另外一个朋友和我一起参加那个退休会。
And it changed the way I felt. It was someone who I could really relate to versus, you know, others who are actually enjoying themselves.
所以我这个朋友的到来对我帮助非常大。我终于有个人可以一起和我一起说话了。
And I thought, oh, this is going to be the greatest weekend. We can just hang out all day, every day, hang out the whole entire weekend.
所以那个周末那个退休会，我就非常开心。我觉得我可以和我的朋友一起来度过这个时光。
He actually had to leave the next day to go to his own church.
但他只待了一晚，第二天他就要走，他就走了，因为他要去回自己的教会。
And for some really weird reason, I just felt like, oh, it went from great to horrible when I found out that he left, and he had to leave abruptly, so he didn't say bye.
所以当时他突然就离开了，也没有跟我说再见，所以我就感觉非常非常的失望。
So I broke down, and when he left, I cried. I stayed in the cabin. I didn't eat. I didn't talk to anybody.
所以我朋友走了之后，我就非常的伤心。我就自己在这个木屋里边，也不去吃饭，也不和任何人交往。
Yeah, I just completely broke down, and I don't think I've ever told anyone this. Maybe Josie.
所以我那个时候就是完全的那个把自己封闭起来。这个事情可能。除了我太太之外，从来没跟别人讲过。
So towards the evening, the youth pastor comes up and says, "Hey, you doing okay?"
天快晚的时候呢，那个我们这个青少年牧师就来找我，就问我你还好吗？问我怎么样。
That moment when I was at my weakest and my poorest, he just kept pouring his kindness into my life.
在我那个最软弱最失望的时候。我的青少年的牧师就把他的恩典丰足的给我。
He took a chance to invest in me, not knowing that it would ever turn out good.
所以他在我身上投资了他的时间和爱，虽然他不知道这个他的投资有没有回报。
Of the track record that I had and the all the things that the parents had said to me, he disregarded it because he said, "Hey, I'm here to be a youth pastor."
所以我当时的那些坏的名声，我当时做的那些淘气的事情，这些牧师都不放在心里因为他把自己作为一个青少年的牧师来对我。
So that's what made him different, set apart, is that he treated me different, not like the other teachers did.
所以让我感觉到的是，这个青少年牧师，他对我的态度是和其他的主日学老师不一样。
Every time I messed up with the teachers, they'd give me a long lecture, they'd put me in timeout, they'd go sit in the corner.
所以其他的主日学老师如果犯错的话，他们会批评我，对我长篇大论，然后把我放在墙角让我罚站。
Even one of the teachers did something extreme because I pushed their buttons that far.
有一个老师就是做了更极端的事情，因为我对他那个，我对他做了也很极端的事情。
But all those things that the teachers had done versus all the things that my youth pastor have done, I remember all the good and noble things that my youth pastor did to me.
在那些那段时光里边的所有的经历里边，我印象最深的就是我的这个主日学牧师对我的这个。
And you know, I know the feeling that my youth pastor had, and I know the feeling that my teachers had.
我现在想，我能理解我主日学牧师的心情，我也能理解那些其他主日学老师的心情。
And you know, since I am also a children's and youth pastor, there are times where I want to break out the yardstick and start spanking the kids. Just kidding. I wanted to, but I didn't do that.
所以他现在是主日学牧，他现在是青少年牧师，所以他能理解当时他青少年那个牧师的心情是怎样。
Except the youths that are sitting here, none of the youths were bad at all. Since they're sitting there, I gotta say that.
坐在这儿的这个我们的青少年，你们都是非常好的。
You know, I really wanted not these youths, other youths, but I really wanted to make them pay for what they've done, exactly what they owe. Just.Have my hand out and say, "Hey, you owe because of what you've done."
但是对有一些孩子，我有他牧师有时候心里面确实是想惩罚他们，给他们他们应得的惩罚。
But I just try to keep pouring love into them.
但是我还是努力的把爱给这些孩子们。
And it was very difficult. It felt like every ounce of who I was is being poured out into a person. I felt like they may squander it themselves.
但是这有时候是非常困难的。有时候我会觉得我把我最后一份的爱都给了一个可能不配得的人。
But the only reason why I could have done that is because someone poured their richness into me.
但是我能这样做的，我有这样能力，这样做能力的原因是因为有一个人把他的财富给了我这样一个穷人。
They invested every ounce of their being and trusted that it would go to a person who might not just, may or may not, just squander it all away and waste it.
对，因为有人是把所有的爱和财富都给了一个可能不应得的人，虽然可能没有任何的回报。
Later I found out my youth pastor was able to do what he did because of what God had did in his life.
后来我知道我的青少年牧师是因为神给他的恩典让他来能够做他所做的事情。
When he was young, he lived a very disobedient life and he lived however he wanted to live.
我的青少年牧师他年轻的时候，他小的时候也是一个非常淘气的孩子，也是一个非常的不顺服的孩子。
But one day God spoke to him. It was just a beautiful path with God, and he knew that if he continued to walk a life that was apart from God, that it would just be dreadful.
所以有一天神对他讲话，让他知道，如果他自己继续走自己的罪恶的路的话，他的生命会非常的痛苦。
It was revealed to him that he's got to walk a different path.And he decided to make it, and now he's living a very beautiful life with God because of God's grace.
所以神对他的启示是让他跟随神走神的路，所以他现在的生活是非常的美丽的一个生活。
2 Corinthians 8:9 says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich."
哥林多后书8:9，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
Jesus, who was rich, took a chance to become poor, so that we, through his poverty, might become rich.
耶稣基督本来非常的富足，但是他冒了一个险，把自己变成贫穷，把他的富足给了我们，给了我们，他变成贫穷，而让我们可能成为富足。
My youth pastor, who was poor, received the riches from God, changed his life and became rich.
我的青少年牧师，是很贫穷的，但是他从神那里得到了财富，然后影响了他的生命，也影响了他周围人的生命。
Then he gave his riches, took a chance on me.Not knowing if I would squander his kindness and grace, and made him poor and made me rich.
然后我的青少年牧师冒了一个险，他把他的富有给了我，把自己变得贫穷，而让我变成了富足。对他来讲，这是一个很大的冒险。
That must have been so hard for him to do.
对他来讲，做那个决定应该是非常非常难的。
It is extremely difficult to look at a someone who.Rightfully deserves punishment, but pour into their lives and keep giving them kindness and grace.
所以当我们看到一个我们觉得不应得我们慈爱的人，但是我们不停的把慈爱给这个不应得的人，应该是非常非常困难的。
And I remember each and every time every person who offered me grace, how it affected me.
每一个在我生命中给我恩典和慈爱的人。我都会记住他们，我也记住了那个时候，他们对我的影响。
And I use that to go out with the very same love and share it to all around who don't deserve it.
所以我也像我生命中那些人一样，我把我的爱也给其他人，虽然他们可能不配得这些爱。
Not because of me, but Jesus, who was rich, made himself poor so that we all could be rich.
这并不是因为我，而是因为耶稣基督，他本是富足的，却把自己变成了贫穷，因为， 目的是为了让我们成为富足。
And when God pours his grace and favor unto you, it's not just him getting out his wallet and here's the largest bill in my wallet, you deserved it.
当神给我们恩典的时候，并不是他从他的钱包里面拿出一张大钞来给我们说，这是这个钱送给你。
Although it's a lot better than God holding out his hand asking you to pay him back what you owe.
当然，如果神给你财富，可能是比神拿着你的手让你还他的恩典可能更好一些。
Look in Ephesians chapter 1, 7 and 8.
我们看以弗所书一章七到八节。
He lavishes us.
以弗所书一章七到八节。
He lavishes us with super abounding love. It says in Ephesians chapter 1, 7 and 8, In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us.
我们既这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明，充充足足赏给我们的。
We rightfully deserve what we rightfully deserve punishment, but God says, "No, I'm giving you grace, and I'm going to lavish this love onto you."
我们应得的可能是惩罚。但是神说，我不给你们惩罚，我给你们充充足足的恩典。
The word lavish, some of your translations may say abound. Okay, yeah, some of them say abound, but we don't see it in English, but in Greek, it's super abound, super incredible greatness onto you.
就这个丰富lavish 这个丰富这个词，在希腊文里面是那个意思是超级丰富。超级的丰富。
It's to say that he gave us every single amount of everything he could possibly give to you.
这个意思的是，就是说神的恩典不是一点一点，而是他所能给的，他的所有的恩典全部都给你。
If he could give every, he would give more if he could, but he showed that he gave a lot by sending his son for us.
神给我们的恩典是他。如果能给我们更多，他会给的。他给我们的已经是最最最最丰富的。
That moment in the parable, when the father saw his son coming back home in the far off, the father was filled with compassion, ran, threw his arms around him and kissed him.
所以在我们看到这个耶稣讲的比喻里面，那个走失的小儿子，他回来的时候，他的父亲看到他的儿子走回来是超级的喜悦，然后跑过去。给他袍子，给他戒指。
The father dressed his son with the best robe, put a finger on him, gave him proper footwear, and had a feast with a fattened calf.
所以这个父亲给他儿子穿上最好的袍子，手指上戴上戒指，给他穿上鞋，然后杀了一只肥牛，给他一起来享用。
There was a famine in the land, and they already gave a lot of the money to the youngest son. They can't afford to do that.
所以我们想，一半的财产已经被小儿子挥霍掉了，并且那个时候又是有饥荒，所以这样做是非常不容易的。
But the father knew that the value was not among the robe, the ring, the fattened calf, but the true value was in the son who returned home.
但是对这个父亲来讲，这个袍子的价值，戒指、肥牛的价值，都不如他这个失而复得的儿子。
The father did not hesitate to use his resources to make that son be rich again.
所以这个父亲愿意花他所有的资产，让他的儿子再次富足，重新富足。
God hates the sin, but treasures the sinner.
神恨恶罪，但是神真爱罪人。
He treasures all of you.
神爱你们所有人。
He doesn't want any of you to perish.
不想让一人沉沦。
When the person who becomes rich finally returns home and repents, there will be rejoicing in heaven among the angels.
当罪人回头悔改，重新归向神的时候，天上的天使都会歌唱。
That's the treasure that makes us all rich.
那神的恩典就是让我们每一个人都富足的，财富。
I don't know what's going on in your guys' lives.
我不知道你们生命中都在经历一些什么样的事情。
I can't put a microscope under your life and judge every action in your life.
我不能拿一个显微镜看你们每一个人每一天的生活每一个细节。
I would hate for you to do that to me.
我也不想让你这样对我来做。
And I know I don't deserve to be here.
我也知道我今天不配站在这里。
But God restored me, returned my life, turned my life around, and because of His great love that He lavished unto me.
但是神重新塑造了我，让我的生命有转变，因为他把他的恩典充充足足的给了我。
Perhaps you are like the firstborn, doing everything right, staying in your lane. Consider the Father's love for the lost treasure.
或许呢，你是像大儿子这个比喻中的大儿子一样，你一直都做对的事情，一直都是循规蹈矩，但是想一想，父亲对这个小儿子这个失而复得的儿子的感情。
Perhaps you're like the second son who has yet to come to your senses. God's grace is sufficient for you.
或许呢，你觉得自己更像小儿子，你还没有完全醒悟过来，那呢，你要想一想，神的恩典是够你用的。
2 Corinthians 12:9 says, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
哥林多后书里面讲，我的恩典是够你用的，因为我的力量在你的软弱中得以完全的彰显。
No matter what you've done, God will not only forgive you of your sins, but lavish His riches unto you.
不管你以前做过什么，神不光是可以饶恕你的罪，并且把他的丰盛的恩典会丰丰足足的给你。
In hopes that you may come home to Him.
我希望你能回转。回到神的家中。
Psalm 116, verse 5 says, The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unwary. When I was brought low, He saved me. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you.
诗篇116章5到7节。诗篇116 5到7节。耶和华有恩惠有公义，我们的神以怜悯为怀。耶和华保护愚人，我落到卑微的地步，他救了我。我的心啊，你要仍归安乐，因为耶和华用厚恩待你。
I'm sure there's someone in your life that you know who needs God's love.
我想肯定会有，在你的生活当中，肯定会有有些人，他们需要神的爱。
Maybe it's a coworker, a boss, a parent, a sibling, your son or your daughter.
或许你的同事或者你家庭中的成员。
No, it's difficult to offer them grace.
但也可能你觉得很难给他们恩典和慈爱。
But don't forget the grace that God has lavished onto us.
但不要忘记神充充足足给我们的恩典。
And what I like to do is just find someone and offer them grace, whoever it is.You can try that yourself.
我建议呢，你们找一个看到身边的人，看到谁有需要，把神的恩典通过我们给这些人。
Or perhaps someone has hung a dark cloud over you. God's grace is sufficient for you.
或许有些人给你带来很多的痛苦，但是要记得神的恩典够你用的。
Maybe you're apart from God, you're doing your own thing, and you're living like the second son who's squandering your wealth away.
或许你正在背离神，就像那个，耶稣这个比喻中的小儿子一样，正在挥霍神的恩典。
Through Jesus' love, God forgives your sins.
通过耶稣基督的爱，神会饶恕你的罪。
Let me read Psalm 116 again, then we can close.
让我们再读一下，诗篇116篇。
The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unwary.When I was brought low, He saved me. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you.
耶和华有恩典，有公义，把我们的神以怜悯为怀。耶和华保护愚人，我落到卑微的地步，他救了我。我的心啊，你要仍归安乐，因为耶和华用厚恩待你。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear God, thank you for your grace.And your love and your mercy and the richness that you've poured into our lives, taking a chance on all of us, God. I pray that we will experience you and love you and follow you and just know that you want us to come home to you. May we find rest in you. May we seek you and may we just enjoy your presence. God, thank you so much. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.